Chapter 3 Muhammad and the Quran. How unquestioning reverence for the Prophet and his book obstructs reform. A key problem for Islam today can be summarized in three simplifying sentences. Christians worship a man made divine, Jews worship a book, and Muslims worship both. Christians believe in the divinity of Jesus, while also stating that the Christian Bible was written by men. Jews believe in the sanctity of the Torah, which they kiss and treat with reverence during their services, but they traditionally ascribe its authorship to Moses, a prophet, who, like other Hebrew prophets, is presented as human and fallible. However, Muslims believe in both the superhuman perfection of Muhammad and the literal truth and sanctity of the Quran as the direct revelation of God. Indeed, while even Orthodox Jewish rabbis argue that it's impossible to defile the Torah, Muslims believe the opposite, so much so that the charge of disrespecting Muhammad or the Quran is enough to incite violent protests, riots, and frequently, death. For example, erroneous charges in 2005 that US guards had flushed a Quran down the toilet in the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center resulted in violent riots in many Muslim nations. 17 people died in Afghanistan in the ensuing rage and frenzy. More recently, in November 2014, a Christian man and his wife living in Lahore, Pakistan, were beaten and burned alive in a brick kiln after they were accused of burning pages of the Quran. The couple protested their innocence. Likewise, a series of 12 satirical cartoons depicting the Prophet, which were published in the Danish newspaper Jyllands-Posten in September 2005, triggered a paroxysm of outrage across the Muslim world that resulted in more than 200 reported deaths, as well as attacks on Western embassies. These episodes reflect a key distinction between the West and the Muslim world.